Blog Talk Radio.
From my movie, The Bottom, that most of y'all know about. Maybe you don't, maybe you do. That was the theme music for that. I thought that would be kind of fitting to open up my new and improved show. I want to welcome everybody out there to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. And it's been three whole damn weeks since I've been on the air. And I would have to say it really felt like three whole damn weeks I haven't been on the air. I could say that I missed it. I kind of got used to the every Friday night dates with my listeners, the laughs, the tears, or just say the blood, sweat, and tears. What's been going on? The COVID is slowing down. We could be proud of that, everybody. I just heard on the radio today that in New York City, 0.78 positive COVIDs. That's the lowest it's been, I think, since we started back last year in March or something like that. So that's in New York. I got listeners from all over, but I'm in New Jersey, so we're right next to New York. So that's a good thing. So slowly it's slowing down. Everybody, we can get back to normal living, how we know it, to get rid of these masks and keep washing your hands and things like that. I got a couple of announcements to make. I got a little bit of feedback here. One second. Got some feedback. If you hear an echo, somebody text me and let me know if it's an echo or if it sounds clear. Somebody could text me or something. Let me know if my voice is clear or if you hear an echo. I hear a little echo. I'll give it a second. Let me see. Maybe it's just me. Somebody out there, you can hear me, text me, inbox me, let me know if I sound clear. Okay. My man text me, so it's good. Somebody else, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I thought I heard a little bit of feedback. As everybody know, you know, we've been doing this radio show since September 4th, 2020. It was a critical time for radio. It was a critical time for family. It was a critical time for work. It was just a serious time. So when we started this radio show, me and Dre started this radio show September 4th, we thought it would be fitting, you know, to come on the air and just switch it up a little bit. You know what I mean? What I mean by switch it up, you know, give people something different. We wanted to talk about things that people don't talk about too much. You know, it's like a cardinal rule. It's almost like what you would say, you hear about a bank robber, but how many people ever saw a bank robber? You hear about pimps and you've seen pimps on TV, but how many of them ever talked to one? Prostitutes, preachers, you hear about things like that all the time, but how many people usually really get to talk to them? So on my show, that's what it was really designed to do. My show was designed to bring knowledge and wisdom to people and understanding to a lot of people who wasn't familiar with certain things, because a little recap, since September 4th, you know, I had strippers on here. I had a deacon on here. I had I don't even know if I can say the word philanthropist. I can't pronounce the word right. Gigolos, rapists, murderers. You know, I switched up the game. And I would like to say that I got a lot of support, which I did, but I didn't get as much as I wanted. But you never could, you know. Numbers are infinity. It's no ending. But it's one thing that I knew when people came and listened to my show. I knew you was getting facts over opinions, and you was getting 100% true of my history and no mystery. And that kind of kept me proud. And, you know, people love you and people hate you. But it's one thing you got to remember. The same people that hate you today, they're going to hate you tomorrow. And it don't really matter. You know, the bad understand. And progress comes at a personal cost. And that's how I walk my life. And the best part for me, the best part of me is getting on this radio show, and the best part of me is waking up in the morning, you know, and giving a fuck. I'm not going to say not giving a fuck. The best part of me is waking up in the morning and giving a fuck about what's going on. That's what I do. Remember that, facts over opinions. And during this show, with the COVID, we have had people lost loved ones. I lost my mother. I know close friends of mine that lost grandmothers and aunts and cousins and children. And my plan was to, for 2 hours every Friday, help people forget about the wickedness and the turmoil and the stress that comes along with day-to-day life. And hopefully we did that. Because we damn sure seen a lot of deaths since this COVID shit started. And we all know that the death of a loved one can be shocking and unreal. But the memories of a loved one you can always treasure and no one can steal. So why I'm saying all this is because I'm starting off new. I'm starting off fresh. Not with evil intentions and not in bad intentions. And we'll touch on that in a minute because we got some special guests. We got some guests coming on at 8:30 if they make it. If they don't, they don't. If they do, they do. You know how we do it here on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. You know what I mean? We keep it moving. That's what we do. We keep it moving. And that's what everybody know. People come, people go, but we keep the show moving. And that's what we're going to continue to do. This is the fourth season, episode one of the fourth season, and I feel damn good about it. And a lot of people, I had a lot of trouble, and a lot of people didn't like me, but they damn sure respect me, too. I was raised like that, with a father from the South, mother from the South, and I'm raised in the North. But I got a lot of that Southern stuff inside of me. And when you come into my show, we ain't talking no bogus, bullshit, ho shit. We talking mo shit. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm gonna bring out all kind of guests. I want to bring on policemen. I want to bring on gangbangers. I want to bring on pregnant teens. I want to bring on people who suffering from stress, depression, panic attacks. I want to bring on people that's been molested. I want to bring on bank robbers. I want to go where people don't go with a radio show. That's what I want to do. Because as people know me, I always say I want people to know my name all over the world. I don't just want people to know my name in Patterson. I want people to know me all over the world. and that's what I'm on my way to doing. Yes, I live by that. 50 Cent said, get rich or die trying. I like that. Yes, I do. Well, everybody know what I like to do. I like to tell everybody to get very familiarized with what's going on. What do I got in front of me today? I got some thin pretzels. I love pretzels. I got some Polar Spring water. I got some Tito's vodka. I got some marijuana. I got some Black and Mouse. I got a nice, fat-ass, round, juicy orange that I'm going to eat in a few minutes. And, drum roll, I got some black eyed peas, too. Yes, I do. I got some black eyed peas in it just simmering. And I'm going to eat that, too. And what else? Oh, what else did I miss? Did I miss anything? No, I don't think I missed anything, but that's what I got. Everybody know that's what I got in front of me, and that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'm not drinking too much tonight, because I got plenty of time to do that in the next 4 or 5 days. I got a lot of plans. I got a lot of things I want to do, and I got a lot of plans. I got a lot of things going on. All right, let me touch on this and get this over with. Hold on, everybody, 1 second. Let me take a shot. Everybody out there, take a shot with me, because I know people drinking. I know people listening. I hope they're clicking on the links, and I hope people calling in. I'm giving a couple more people time to click on in and call on in, and if they don't, we still gonna do the show. If I do the show with 10 people, I do it like I'm doing it for 1,000 people, because that's how I was brought up. That's the time I'm from. If you a supervisor, be the best damn supervisor you could be. If you a janitor, be the best damn janitor you could be. And that's how I am. I do everything 100. I do everything 100, and that's what I'm going to continue to do until somebody put the lights out on a small planet. I'm going to just do what Jay Sean do. And we're gonna set a lot of rules for the new show. If you're sensitive, don't listen to my show. If you're walking around with a bunch of shit on your back, don't listen to the show. If you're afraid to hear the real truth, the real, in my words and in some other people's words, you know, don't listen. Come to my show with an open mind. Come to my show to broaden your horizons. Because all you're going to get is knowledge on this show. That's all you're going to get. I told everybody in the beginning, an intelligent person could act like a fool, but a fool can't act like an intelligent person. I got a lot of intelligence. Oh, this weed tastes good. How many of y'all know the history of weed? Let me tell you something about weed. The first person to ever smoke weed was a Chinese emperor. Yeah, real talk. He didn't smoke it. He used to like the way it smelled. Just way back in the 1400s. He used to like the way it smelled. And then one day, he decided to inhale it, the Chinese emperor. He decided to inhale the weed. And when he inhaled the weed, he saw a blue jay. You know the blue jay, the robin. When he smoked the weed, he saw a blue jay, you know, like a red robin, the blue jay's birds. He saw a blue jay. And the blue jay, the bird, talked to him. The bird told him that he was going to conquer the world. That's the end of the story. You get it? Do you get it? I bet you it's my man Dre on here. He get that. You got to think about it. It'll come to y'all later. It'll come to you later. The blue, he smoked the weed, he saw a blue jay. The blue jay talked to him. The bird talked to him and told him, you could conquer the world. And he went on to do it. So I'll leave. That's just something I'll leave for everybody's mind. But today, we're going to talk about why are women cheating at an all-time high rate in 2021. Is this the new norm? And should men expect this to continue through the 2000s? And I know we talk about cheating a lot, but damn it, people cheating a lot. So why not talk about it? Shit, what's my man name? Maury show? Maury been talking about who's the father for 25 years. You would have thought that played out. It ain't going to never play out. Why it ain't going to never play out? Because bitches, ladies, whatever, they're going to keep getting pregnant by men and not knowing who the fathers is. So he can do that show for the next 50 years and pass it on to his son, and he can pass it on to his son, and he can pass it on to his son. It's going to stay a hot topic, and that's how I feel about cheating and sex. I can talk about this forever. Because it ain't going to never stop. But that's what we're here for. We're here to find out why. Why won't it stop? And why are women moving like men? It's women. I was talking to a female today. I was talking to a female 2 days ago. And she told me, she said, Jay Sean, I said, you married? She said, no, I got two boyfriends. I said, pardon me? She said, I got two boyfriends. I mean, she said that. She said it like it was nothing. She was like, I'm serious. I said, I know you are. But she said it came off her tongue, I got two boyfriends. And one of them is married, and one of them is not. And one know about the other one, but the other one don't know about him. Really? Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. And that just goes to show you, women fuck who they want. Men fuck who they can. That's real shit. And everybody know that. You would never know how sneaky a woman is unless you've been her side nigga. We bashing women tonight. Yes, we are. You would never know how sneaky your woman is unless you've been her side nigga. Not her main nigga. You have to be her side piece. Because you are a side piece, you get to see how she moves, how she sneak out to get to you. You get to see how she moves when she want to talk to you. You get to see how she move when she want to fuck you. So you would never know. You would never know how sneaky a woman is until you her side piece. That's when you really get to see how sneaky they is, because they got to sneak around to get to you. And what did I just say? Women fuck what? Women fuck who they want. Men fuck who they can. Yeah. And that's some real shit right there. And we're going to find out. We're going to talk about that shit today. We're going to talk about that shit in depth. You know what I mean? I'm going to talk whole shit and mo shit. And we're going to keep it going. And I've been dodging this one conversation, but I want to touch on this one time, and we're going to get this shit over with. Started this show on September 4th, 2020. I started the show with me, Dre, and then soon came a host, Shay. And we had good times on this show. But everybody know I've been saying this is a new improved show. What I mean by new and improved, I mean new and improved because it's just me. It's just me. And it's not nothing, it ain't to say nothing fucked up about nobody. because me and Dre always going to be brothers. But sometime in life and sometime in business, you know what I mean, situations, things just don't work out. People see things out of different views and different point of views. That's because no two people is the same. It don't mean nothing fucked up. It don't mean nothing bad. It just means two people clash and they had to move on in different ways. It's never personal. It's just business. And a lot of people don't know how to separate personal shit from business shit. See, but I can. But he's still doing this shit. He's still doing this show. And he called me early and told me, if you need me, I'm gonna be listening to your show for 2 weeks, just in case you need me and something happened. I'm gonna be listening to your show for 2 weeks, just in case something happened and you fuck up or something like that. You need me or something like that. I'll be listening to your show to help you out. And I said, no, you're not, nigga. You lying. You ain't gonna be listening to my show for 2 weeks. In case I fuck up, so you can help me. I said, you're going to be listening to my show every week in case I fuck up, so you can help me. And that's the kind of relationship me and him got. Far as Shay, we had me and her, we knew each other a long time. That's a prime example of knowing somebody in grammar school and then knowing somebody as an adult. Dating somebody in high school and dating them when you're in your 40s. People change. Times change. Situations change. And what you thought was cool when somebody was 18, it might not be cool when you're in your 40s and 50s. What you thought was attractive when somebody was 19, it might not be attractive then. Who you thought was highly educated and had a lot of wisdom, maybe it wasn't like that. Maybe it was different. So me and Shay, we had to part ways too. She'll never be back. Dre, yeah, it's a possibility. But she'll never be that. And that's a fact. And I hate to say it like that. But I got to say it like that. Because a smart person, a smart man learns from his own mistakes. But a wise man learns from other people's mistakes. And that's me. And she made a big mistake, so we're going to leave that. We're going to leave that at all. We're going to leave that like that. It's about 8:28, and I've been talking my ass off where people know what I could do. My guest should be calling in here in a minute. If you're on the link, thank you for calling in on the link. If you're listening on the phone, I've just been talking. You know what I mean? Glad to be back after 3 weeks off, letting everybody know that what this show is about and what the agenda is about facts over opinions, my history over mystery. I gave a little research on, I got a lot of people coming in now. So some of the stuff I said, I might say again. I like to leave. Oh, that my guest, all right, my guest will be here in a minute. I'm looking forward to this. Know what? I'm gonna let me see if I touched on everything real quick before I do that. Anybody on the link, thank you for being on the link. People that's calling in, if you want to say something, press 1. I'm getting ready to bring my guests on in a minute. I'm gonna go behind the lines and talk to my guests. We anticipating a good show tonight. You know what I mean? And once again, the show is about why are women cheating so damn much in 2021? Is it a norm? Is this what men got to expect? I told you, I knew a female told me she had 2 boyfriends like it was nothing. And then looked at me and told me she was serious. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Are all men in trouble, or is all mankind in trouble? Or is it just something we gonna do? Was we the men, we just gonna cheat on the ladies, and the ladies just gonna cheat on me, men? Or what's going on? You know, are we just gonna sit around and lie about it for the rest of our life, and pass shit around and do shit? I'm not throwing stones, not at all. I'm not throwing stones. Nobody's perfect. I damn sure ain't perfect. But I'm going to take me another shot. I'm going to take me another pull. And I want everybody on the line to stay on the line because we got a good-ass show coming on, coming up. I got a lady coming on, and I got a gentleman coming on. And we're gonna do a little bit of debate. And anybody who calls in, if you want to say something, I believe my man Dre might be on the line. I'm giving him an opportunity to say something. It's the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, online radio podcast. We'll be right back.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a dare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, we back. That was my man Early, 7:30. Will walk with me. Hold on 1 minute. Let me see if my guest is on the line. 1 second, please. Stick with me. Let me see. 05. Okay, my guest is here. All right, 1 minute. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, 1 second. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Very good. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, my allergies are kicking my behind right now. It's freaking up my whole... My allergies are crazy. came out of nowhere.
It's all right. It sounds like you laying down, cuddling or something with somebody. So you all right?
Nah. I'm actually in my car.
Oh, you in your car? That's cool,
too. I just got home, so.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show.
Okay, and, thank you for having me.
We don't got to give you a name or anything, but, I just want to ask you, like, your age. How old are you?
42.
Children?
Two. Two boys.
You married? Two boys, you married?
No.
So you dating?
Am I what?
Dating.
Dating? Yeah, I'm dating.
Dating. One man,
yes,
two men, three men? Huh?
One.
Oh, one, okay. Because I was just talking about on my show how this female told me she had, she was dating two, she was like, she got two boyfriends. And she said it like it was normal, like it was cool. So, I mean, it was cool with me. You know what I mean? But the main reason, the topic, you know, on my show is I was, you know, that we was talking about, well, we were going to talk about was, and I want to get your thoughts on this, or if you agree, maybe you won't agree with me, but it's kind of hard not to agree. But in your words, in your opinion, why do you think so many women are cheating nowadays in 2020? Before you answer, I'll tell you why I say that is because a lot of people, women I talk to, I know a lot of women I talk to, it's like they like the men now. It's like they got two and three boyfriends. I know married ladies who been, you know, who going away on trips and shit. And I know married women is messing with men on the side. I know men do the same thing, but this week we're just talking about the ladies. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to figure it out, but I can't figure it out. So I bring ladies out here and I talk to females about it. But what would you say was one of the reasons you think why women are cheating so much nowadays?
A lot of women cheat to try to keep up with men because men cheating. So if they find out their boyfriend cheating or whoever they messing with, that's cheating, they try to do it to up them. A lot of the times, and sometimes they just like to cheat. They just don't like being with one person. But a lot of the times they just probably thinking that the boyfriend cheating or they caught the boyfriend cheating. Mostly along the lines is they got cheated on first, so they cheat back. But they cheat back better. They don't get caught.
Do you cheat?
They want to get caught.
Do you cheat?
No, I don't cheat. I used to.
So when you cheated,
Beforehand, it wasn't that I caught my boyfriend cheating. It was, well, the first time, like my first boyfriend, I caught him cheating, but I wasn't cheating, like, sexually. I was just talking to other guys and, like, talking to different guys and had different guy friends, hanging with guys, like, stuff that he didn't know about. But I never cheated on my boyfriend as far as sexually. I would just have, like, other guy friends, hang with other guys, maybe stay at their house, but it was never sexual. I never had sex with another guy on my boyfriend. Something I just won't do.
You by yourself right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right. Because I didn't know if you had somebody with you there. Cause they might want to alter your answers or something like that. So now that's
no,
cool.
That's my
I could understand that. So the question is, so you know, I did a survey like about a month ago. And that was one of the main reasons. Well, number one was women cheat for finances. Number two was from what you just said, it was from revenge. And me personally, I'm trying to understand that if a woman cheat, if a man cheat on you, why would a woman want to cheat back? And I know that's you doing it because they doing it, but wouldn't that be on you? You know what I mean? Like, so if your man cheated on you, that you still would have to go give another man your body.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, it don't even make sense because you do just making yourself look crazy because you're having sex with all these guys. But some women like that. I don't know. I don't do that, so I really don't know. I can't really comment on that part. I just know girls do that. They go and have sex with another guy, like that's hurting him, and they don't even, the guy don't know about it. It's just making the girl feel better. But I don't know if they even feel better about themselves. Some probably do, and some probably don't. They probably act like they do, try to put up this front that they do, but they really, I don't really know. I can't say. It won't make me feel better if I did it. That's why I won't do it. When my boyfriend
cheated
on me when I was young, I wasn't doing
yeah.
that shit.
So you're not cheating now because what? You trying to move further with the guy you're seeing now? Or are you just not cheating because that's morally not what you do?
I cheated before. I try not to do that. Before I was on some... I was bad. Like, when my boyfriend, I used to do bad stuff that he didn't know about. I used to do mad stuff behind his back, and he didn't know. And it was fun to me. I loved this shit. It was like a thrill, like, doing
okay, so look,
I
don't mean to cut you off. So when you cheated on your boyfriend, right, with another guy, so that when you cheated, so you did everything?
I didn't do anything. I wouldn't even say it's cheating. I was doing stuff behind his back. Only thing I did with the guy, like, this was most recent, maybe not even most recent, because it was like,
No, I'm talking about years ago when you said you was cheating. I'm talking about years ago.
Before my youngest son was born, I was going with him, and I was seeing two other guys. I would go to their house. I would smoke and chill with them, but my boyfriend didn't know. I don't know if that's called cheating, really. I kissed somebody else. I was like, we only kissed. I never, like, we never did anything sexually. I would stay at their house. I would stay there and leave the next day, but we would never do anything sexually. We were just, like, friends. They wanted to do stuff sexually. I just wasn't into that. But my boyfriend never knew about it. If you kiss another guy, I feel like if you're doing shit behind your boyfriend's back, he wouldn't approve, that's cheating to me. But
so you stayed the night at a man's house and y'all kissed, but y'all didn't do nothing else. That's what you're telling me?
I'm telling you the truth. That's what happened. That was the truth.
I don't know.
If I did something, I'm going to say I did it. I'm not going to lie about it. We didn't do anything. We didn't do, when I was going.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what, Well, I mean, well, I guess that's cheating somewhat, but. I mean, I guess you call that making your own rules. You know what I mean? Because
like what?
Because you was there. I mean, you know, I've been married before. You know what I mean? And my ex-wife found out I was talking to exes on the phone, and she said that was cheating. And then I asked somebody else, and they said that was cheating. But to me,
it's
that's
cheating.
Not cheating.
If you, why are you talking to your ex though? For what? When she was talking to your ex, you got a wife.
Why you spending the night at people's house kissing them?
Because I was cheating. I liked it to feel like I had one up on him, and I don't want to do that no more. Like, that stuff, that's in me. Like, when I was used to go with him, I used to do a lot of stuff to manipulate him. I used to love doing that. I used to just do mad stuff, I used to be so bad. It was bad. And I try not to be like that no more. And it, I took a hiatus from guys because I felt like I don't want that bad karma. I was bad. I would just talk to guys just so I could manipulate them into doing stuff that I wanted.
So do you got girlfriends who cheat?
My best friend.
You got
friends?
Girlfriends that
no.
cheat?
No.
Huh?
No, none of them.
Oh, so y'all just a whole, you got a whole, you just got girlfriends and y'all don't cheat.
One of my best friends is married. The other one is engaged. The other two are single. And my other friend, she lives with her boyfriend. So they don't tell me they cheat. So they don't tell me no escapades, so I feel like they don't cheat.
Wow. So we got a real one then. We got a real one on the line then. Because you got
you named about four or five girls.
You 42, right? So your friends all around the same age, right?
So
maybe it's just the people. Maybe it's the women your age that ain't cheating. Maybe I gotta round this off to a certain age range.
It's just my girls. They don't do like they did their thing back in the day, but they don't do that now. They married. They're in relationships. They don't want to do that no more. Like we're old. We don't want to do that. Some people just don't want to live that life. Like why do you want to keep living that life? Like grow up. I want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do none of that, if you want to be messing with these girls that can't give you nothing, go ahead. I don't need you. I don't need no guy to give me one thing. Not no headaches, not no money. I have my own money. I have my own car. I have my own place. I have my own kids. I don't need you to give me a kid. I don't need you to give me anything. Don't give me no headaches. If you want to give me love, give me love. If not, go ahead. Like, I don't need a guy that don't know how to grow up.
No, yeah, you sound. That's good though. You sound independent. So then that means that you a firm believer that your boyfriend ain't cheating either. Then
nah, I'm not saying that. I feel like all these guys cheat. Fuck them. That's what you want to do, baby. That's on you, baby. See, if he cheats, and then when I catch him cheating, he gonna lose. Cause I'm. Let me tell you something. I'm loyal to a fault. I'm loyal. I'm. That's where I fuck up at. I'm too loyal to people, and that's where he gonna fuck up. If he don't understand that he has a real girlfriend, I don't care if I get on his nerve or I could do shit that probably aggravate him. But when it's the real shit, you gotta look at the real shit. You gotta take the real shit from the annoying shit. Cause when you real, you real. When you can't, you everybody ain't real. Everybody might pretend to be real, but they're not real. I don't like sitting around phony people. When you deal with a person that don't like being around phony people, that's the person you want with you. But they're not going to start faking shit just to be the rat, to be with the crowd and shit. I don't be around phony people. I'm not about to hee-hee-ha-ha with not one person. If I don't like you, I don't like you, and that's it. And that's final.
Yeah, that's I mean, it sound like you got it. It sound like you got whatever you doing. It sound like you got it down pat. So the bottom line in the end that you, so in the end you would say that women cheating because something they man did to them. That's I'm getting. Am I understanding that correctly?
Majority of the time. That's majority of the time that I would think.
Or it's just them.
Or they just like being promiscuous and like doing that. That could be it too.
Is it hard? Well,
it is.
Is it hard? After cheating, is it a point where you feel sad or depressed? I'm just speaking like when you have cheated.
Nope. I loved it. I loved it. I loved to have something up on him that he didn't know about. When I was going, like, my boyfriend before this boyfriend, because I don't really try to be committed to a whole bunch of people, and I don't mess around with a whole lot of people. That's just not me. But my ex-boyfriend, I told him about the shit I used to do. I was like, I said, if I wanted to cheat on you, you would never know. Never.
Right.
I was giving him the points. I didn't cheat on him. Well, I probably was because guys was texting me and I was texting them back. But I never hung with other guys when I was going with him. I never did touch any guy. No guys ever touched me. No stuff like that. But it's just guys would text me, like friends would text me, but not like guys. I wasn't getting guys' numbers and try to get with them. But I guess that could be like cheating, me texting other guys. But he. And I was like, nah, I couldn't do it. I tried to forgive and forget, and I couldn't. And I was like, yeah. He was one of those guys that's like, oh, yeah, that's my friend. Don't worry about her. Now he go with her. Like, nigga, fuck out of here, yo.
Okay, I hear you. One second. Hold on one second. I got somebody was trying to, one second. I got a, this guy that was supposed to come on. Hold on 1 second, all right?
Okay.
Yo, Jack.
Yo,
yeah, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Yeah, that's me, big bro.
Hold on, you on the line with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. You been listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show, and I just want to commend the lady for standing her ground. You know,
I can hear you.
I like the way she was honest about her promiscuity, and then she said, you know what, it ain't even something that I want to do. Like, you know, I respect that, because just from my opinion, as a 50-year-old male who has been down the same road, it's just that I'm a guy, I personally think that the majority of women who cheat, they do it because of brokenness. I say that in retrospect because normally when a woman loves, she loves hard. And to come to find out that after she's loved you hard and given all she can give, sacrificed this, sacrificed that, only to find out that we as men just took that for granted, so to speak, I think that does something to them that's irreversible. It's like no matter how many times you try to make up for something like that, in the back of her mind, she's always going to have that little thing about you. So I just want to commend the lady for standing her ground. And I got to tell you, sister, you're a real tough one because I don't know too many girls who can smoke weed with brothers and not go on for the night. You're a real tough sister. I got to tell you that.
How old are you, brother?
I'm 50.
You 50? You single?
Yes.
When the last time you was in a relationship?
6 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
6 years ago.
Yeah, 6 years ago. I mean, I have a lot of friends, but I'm talking about something that's tangible, something that was shared with emotion. That was about 6 years ago. Everything that's been in between that has just been something to do.
All right, so do you cheat?
Yes, I have.
Do you now?
Why? Why did you cheat?
Well, I can just be honest with you, since we're about honesty. I did it because I wanted to have these notches, so to speak, on my belt. Like you know, to make myself look like one of the boys. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like I really didn't think about what I had until it was gone. So, like, to combat the pain of losing something good, I just went out and did more of the same thing, you know? It's kind of like pain brings on more pain, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
I mean,
still,
do I regret it? Yes, because I lost a lot of good women. You understand what I'm saying? Like when I really look at it now, I lost a lot of women that was really quality women. Probably, I probably will never find anyone like a lot of them ever again. You know, that's the sad part about it. But I guess in order for me to understand what respect is and what I shouldn't do and what I should do, I think I had to go through those things to appreciate that when another queen comes into my life, then I'll know, okay, that's it. This is done. I'm hanging up everything. It's over with. Sorry, nice to know you, but I'm finished. You understand what I'm saying? I think now I can recognize that because of my faults.
You talk good, brother. You talk good. Both of y'all, hold on. Don't go nowhere. Hold on 1 second, all right? Hold on.
Yes, sir.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Hello, 4785.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing? You another one sound like you laying in the bed.
No.
Oh, not the bed.
You laying in the bed? You laying in the bed?
Nope, sitting up.
Well, you've been listening to the show. How old are you first?
I'm in my 60s.
60s, wow. Do you feel 60?
Not really.
Not really. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We talking about why are women cheating in 2021? You want to touch in on that?
I can't really touch in on why women are doing it in 2021. I could just elaborate a little bit on that. In different times in your life, you cheat for different reasons. For example, for me, when you're younger, it's a little bit like it's exciting. And it's like you, you know, you're playing the game, but you're getting what you want, but not thinking about the aftermath, what can happen from what you're doing. As life go on and you cheat, you're looking for something that maybe you're not attained to in the relationship you're in, so you decide to go out and reach out and let somebody else give you what you're not getting that you feel you need. As you get a little more older, you might cheat because maybe the relationship you're in is dying out and you feel that you need a little bit more spunk or a little bit more how could I say, not happiness, but, you know, a little bit more good time that you're not getting. Far as my age now,
Do you cheat now at your age?
I wouldn't cheat now because it's too many devices out that you just don't feel like playing games with, you know, getting caught in.
We got somebody 42 on the line. We got somebody 50 on the line, and we got somebody 60 on the line. So this is
good. That's what it is, baby.
This is out of the mouths of the babes. You know what I mean? So
this is a subject.
This is a touchy subject. This is a real touchy subject because it's going on rapid. It's going. I don't really, me personally, I don't really think it's going to stop no time soon.
I agree with you on that. I think the majority of people that stop is because they come to understand that life is much bigger than that. Like that's my overall opinion. Like the lady said earlier, like she just came down to a conclusion, like she's got her own things. So it's not about that anymore. It's about having a different lifestyle. You know, when I was running around cheating, most of the time I did it just to be a part of the club. Like, you know, me and my boys, you know, you don't want to sit around and talk with them and you ain't got nothing to share. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, whether it was good or bad, you wanted to be a part of something. You wanted to be accepted. And I think that when you consider yourself grown or when you grow up, you no longer want to be a part of the crowd. You don't need the crowd to have you to be accepted anymore. You come to understand that I can accept myself for who I am, and that way you don't have to be a follower no more. You can then be a leader and do your own thing, you know. So it's just all about growing up, you know.
The lady that's 60, the lady that's in her 60s, are you single?
I'm a widow, so that's single, yeah.
You a widow, so you single.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So once you get in another relationship, there's no more cheating for you.
Well, if I ever get in a relationship at the age I am now, it really would just be like companionship. I really wouldn't want to, it would be serious, but it's just like My age would be, I'm just looking for somebody to have a nice time with, do things together. Sex is a good part.
You want Netflix and chill, huh?
No, not Netflix and chill.
Netflix.
You know what I mean? Like, when you get a certain age, you want to, what you call it? You looking for the finer things in life. So that means that whatever you enjoy, that's what you want to conceive in doing. That means traveling, going places, doing things. It's not just sitting home or cooking or, you know, being underneath each other. It's experiencing what you didn't get to do when you was younger with kids or, you know, trying to, you know, make a career or a life for yourself. You can more relax at my age.
All right. So look, there's a young lady that's 42, right? What do you think you could do to keep a man from cheating? I know you said all men cheat, but
this is a serious question.
Okay, tell me why it's a trick question. Tell me why. I'm going to tell you why you said it's a trick question.
You can't keep nobody from doing anything that they want to do. You can't keep nobody from doing anything. So that you can't keep nobody. Keep a woman from cheating. Can't keep a man from cheating. They're going to do what they want to do.
So you saying if you was throwing out a negligee and go-go dancing for your husband and lap dancing and waking him up with blowjobs and all that other stuff, freaky stuff, putting on stripper things and role playing, and you don't think none of that would help and aid him in not wanting to cheat?
No. If he wanna cheat, he's gonna cheat.
You agree with that, brother? You agree with
that? Are you talking to me, Jay?
He said he had real ones, and he said he
I'm asking him,
Well, here's my position on that. Sometimes for me, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about any other brother.
I'm gonna say something when you finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, those things open the door for a lot of different stuff. For me, that's a line. When you cross that line and you willing to go that deep into the world of sexuality, then for me, then you got to keep that up. You can't just do that once in a while because that's going to be something that I desire, you know. That's like a cake, you're going to put icing on it.
So your young lady in your 60s, is that true? That no matter what you do for a man, he's still going to cheat if he want to cheat?
Okay, so I just want to elaborate with the young lady that's 40 years old. When you in a relationship and you're doing the best that you can do, you don't cheat on that man, the thing is that it's women that's out there throw themselves on your man. Even though you're doing the best at home, he feel that maybe he might test the water and go out there and do it, because women are and men too, they're always out there pursuing, and they don't care if it's a status that's attached to you. Just like, I'm going to say, for example, I just started a job, and as soon as I got in the job, everybody started like, somebody new here, she can't talk to that person. Like, everybody get really physical when maybe somebody just want to work. They don't want to get into no relationship. But everybody's trying to find something to be attached to. We got to start being satisfied with what we got. And if you don't want it, then you leave it and you go be with what you want. But we don't want that.
Right.
We want our, your parents always said, we want our cake and our ice cream, and sometimes we want the Kool-Aid to go with it.
I just wanted to hear everybody's opinion. Then I wanted to give my two cents on it, because I've been, I'm a person, and everybody should know it. I really don't think I have no more fantasies in this lifetime. I'm not tooting my own horn or nothing. We just talking because this is my show, and I keep it real on this show.
That's right.
I'm a person that have slept with two women at a time, three women at a time, four women at a time. I'm a person that have lived with more than one woman at a time. I have did a lot of things, and almost believing that I could be true would have been a miracle, you know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm saying to the young lady. Remember I asked you, the one that's 42, I asked you, why only thing, like, I don't agree a little bit, because I wind up getting in a relationship and not cheating for 7 years. And I think the reason I didn't was because of this, you know, the stuff the woman was doing. Because no, why I'm saying this is because you were saying no matter what you do, a man is still gonna cheat, and I don't agree with that.
They're gonna do what they want to do. I didn't say they're not gonna cheat. They probably won't cheat. They're gonna do what they want to do. Can't stop what I tell
you. Oh, you saying if he wanted to do
doing what they want. They want to do it, they're going to do it. If they don't, they not.
No matter what you doing for them.
I'm not saying they're going to cheat, but they might cheat. It could happen. Stuff happens in this world. Can't, you know, it's a short life.
How about you, brother, if you got a woman that's doing everything for you, you know what I mean?
To be totally honest with you, at the age that I am now, if I could find somebody who fulfills my every desire without me telling them, that's the one I'm going to keep. You see, I don't want to have to tell you what it is I like. I want you to be the seeker and figure out what it is I like and then just put it on your to-do list. I mean, because that's what she wants me to do at the end of the day. At the end of the day, the woman don't want to have to tell me what she likes. She wants me to learn her and then present it to her when I know she's ready for it. She don't want to have to keep telling me, baby this, baby that, baby that. She wants me to learn her. That way she'll know that I'm into her, and once I learn her, then I'm supposed to present her with the things that she likes. So if I can get a woman that in return does that for me, then I'm going to hang up all the chains, all the whips, and just keep her.
This is a question for the ladies then, because I heard you say something, but I really don't agree with something, one thing you said, but I'm going to ask the ladies. I could be wrong.
Okay.
The lady that's 42 and 62, one at a time, let's see how I want to say this. Do you want to find out what your man like, prefer him to tell you what he like done? You know what I'm saying? That is because the brother on the phone just said you got to explore and find out what they like. But see, me, I'm a believer in, I tell a woman what I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, kiss me here, touch me here, sit right here, blow me here. You know what I'm saying? This and that. So, the lady that's 62, you could go first. Do you think it's better to find out what your man likes or for him to tell you what he likes?
I didn't tell you that I was 62, but thank you very much.
You said 60-something.
I'm doing you justice.
I'm doing you justice.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, so say it again, because we got off track. So you want me to answer what again? Say it again.
If you got a man and y'all and you sexually active with him and y'all doing everything to each other, do you want him to tell you what he like to be done to him, or do you just want to find out what he like? I think that's what we said. Something like that.
It's kind of hard because the age that I am now, if I be with a guy, I pretty well know what he likes. I just have to figure out how he likes it. Because if you get to be my age and you don't know what they like or the individual, what you could do for them, then there's no need for you to be there.
Right. Okay, before you go, before we go on to the other young lady, one thing I noticed about you know what you say a lot, 62, you say
yes.
At the age I'm at a lot, you say that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that that lead me to believe that you might believe that you too old for certain things, or your life's coming to an end. But I'm here to tell you that 62 is young. You're only in the third quarter of your life.
That's right. That's
you got
right.
A lot
that's
of
right.
Time to do. You got a lot of time to
okay,
do.
Okay, let me tell you.
Do,
let me tell you.
Don't worry about being 62.
I'm 62, and nobody can put my legs up in the sky. Okay, that's not going to happen.
Oh, not the
now
sky. Not the sky. Not the legs up in the sky.
No. Up in the sky.
Now you're talking my language.
Another thing is. I can't be leaning halfway over the bed.
Oh, boy,
that's
a situation. That's a real situation.
So
legs can't go up in the sky.
So when I say my age, saying that age appropriate, because there's certain things you cannot do when you get a certain age. You can't.
All right. Look, the lady that's 42. I hit a nerve over there. So the lady that's 42. what you think about that? Do you wanna find out what your man like, or do you want him to tell you what he like?
Okay. Before I
or do you feel like you know everything already?
No. Before I answer this. It's going to be my last question because my Benadryl kicking in and I don't want to doze off on you.
Okay.
Like,
oh, not the Benadryl.
Allergies are 10,000 today. I had to take
some. Not the Benadryl.
Go ahead.
The lady said the Benadryl.
Okay. I appreciate you. But
you
got to
take down alcoholic one.
Right. I have an ear to this and then I'm going to go to sleep and get refreshed. I don't feel like I don't want him to tell me why I'm doing it. I feel like I'm not doing it good enough if he does it that way. If he be like,
talk to him.
After the fact, if he be like, babe, oh, I like when you do this. If it was like, no, I'm going to be like, nigga, I'm going to just get turned off. That's going to turn me off. But if I know what he like when I already found out what he like, if I've been with him long enough, then that's different. So it could be all three different things. Not during. After the fact, he could say it. And I like to find out, and I would like to, like, explore it and know once we've been together for, like, how many years. Because, like, during is not a turn-on.
Oh, you would not during. I wouldn't tell nobody to do nothing. Well, I mean, you got to think about that, what you're saying. You know, not during. What about if you were giving somebody? What about you giving somebody oral sex? What about if you were giving somebody oral sex, giving somebody head, and they said, "Go deeper," or rub it on your face, or lick it. That's during. So you saying
no,
that's not cool?
It ain't gonna turn me on. It ain't gonna turn me on. I'm gonna be turned off.
You know I had to hit you with a nasty one before you bet, right?
Yeah, I'm ready for round two. Next podcast, hopefully I won't be bothering me.
Yeah, the Benadryl. Yeah, but listen, I just want to say to you, Jay, the hottest radio show in the land. Listen,
yeah.
I love your callers. I love the enthusiastic. You had the right ages tonight. 42, 50, 60. So you got it from old school perspective. And you know we lead the way, baby. You know old school lead the way. So ain't letting these young folks out on us. They don't understand. We've been doing it a long time, baby, a long time.
Yep. 42. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Yo,
yeah,
thanks
you too, 42.
A lot.
And don't let that...
Yo.
I'm sleeping in that car.
You out of here,
50
years old. You out of here?
Yeah, I'm out of here, big bro. I hope I'm satisfactory
right.
for you. I'm hoping that you are satisfied. You know what I'm talking about. And listen, we'll do it again real soon to the lady that's 60. I love you, sister. And put them legs up in the air and let that man do the thing, baby. Put them legs up.
Well, you had an opportunity, but you missed it.
Hey, yo.
Have a good night, people. Have a good night.
It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely, Jay. Absolutely. Stay hot, baby. Stay hot. Number one radio show in the land. Jay Sean, baby. All
right, that's what I'm talking about. That was real. 62, you still on the line?
Yeah.
My
son said that a lot of women that is my age, I shouldn't be talking like that, but I have
talking
a lot
like
of
what?
Friends, you know, saying that what I can't do, but a lot of girls my age, they don't even have it. So I'm saying it's a big population of us don't, but it is a population of us do still do it at our age. But like I said, I'm just being real on how it really is with your body.
Well, you know me. I got to keep it real. I mean, if I don't keep it real, then I don't feel like I won't be able to sleep at night if I don't keep it real. That's the way I live. That's the way I am. And I don't know if people still on the line or whatever they is or nothing like that, but I just don't believe it. I believe sincere what you were saying, but
you gotta remember though that being a side chick or a side man or cheating, it's been going on for a thousand of years. It just all had different names to it. You know what I'm saying? And all people had different reasons why they did it. Like it was a time when it was only men that did it. Now it's women. You know what I mean? So you can't really knock us because men been doing it since the beginning of time. You know what I mean? Women just feel good enough in their skin that they feel like whatever they want, they're going to go after it. And that's how it is for this 2021. Women just feel like there's nothing to stop them as like before. Before it was a lot of worry about what people said about you. But now women really don't care about that. They just girls nowadays
do
what they want.
But do you believe the young lady that was on the line and said she was going by guy's house and kissing them and staying the night and not having sex? Do you believe that?
Sometimes, because everything is not about that. And, like, maybe when she got there, she decided that that's not what she wanted to do, so they spent the night.
All right.
You know what I mean? I'm quite sure you've been in a woman's house, you'd be like, nah, I'm not going to go there. But I'll cuddle
right.
with her or
hold
I'll
on,
lay with
on,
her and watch
on.
TV.
Hold on one minute. 4399.
Yo, what up, my G?
Can a woman come to your house and just kiss you and stay the night with you and that's okay? You ain't doing nothing?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. I thought I was tripping for a minute. I wasn't sure about that. What's going on? We got the behind the wall prison call. That's what I call it. The behind the wall prison call. This is my man Day Sean, who been how long you been locked up?
17 and a half years
on the line. He checks into the radio show. He's a faithful listener. What's going on? We got another person on the line, a female on the line, 62. Say hello.
Hello.
How you doing? How you been?
I'm blessed. And yourself?
All right. I knew you since you was young. I know you.
You know me?
Mm-hmm.
How you know me?
Well, I can't know you.
I just want to know how. What's your name?
I know you since you was a little boy, so I know you.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just asking your name.
Elisa.
Oh, hey, pretty lady.
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Yes. But you know that you did let some people spend the night, you just kissed them and went to sleep, right?
What happened?
Hell no. He said hell no.
No, you stayed with some women and you kissed them and you just let them chill with them. You know you did that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on now. You was a gentleman at one time. Come on.
Yeah, I was a nasty gentleman too.
Oh, okay. Well, you was a nasty all the time.
Listen, if she was at my house or I was staying at her house.
I don't want to mess. I don't want to mess up your 17 years, so we'll go ahead and move on.
How would you mess up my 17?
Because you said that you never did it before, but, you know, time.
I know, I really never kissed a woman that just laid up. Nah, that ain't happening in my crib.
Okay.
I'm a street dude, first and foremost. Like,
yeah,
I ain't kissing anything.
Somebody just, people text me, say, y'all funny. Like, three people just text me, say, they funny.
Oh, well, sometimes you got to be funny.
Hey, man, it ain't being funny. It's being a buck. Like, let me explain something to you. I don't know about, I really can't do that.
What?
Like, I can't do it like that. Kiss it. Hey, Jay, let me ask you a question. Come here, cuz. I'm on a radio show right now, right?
Oh, you
can
asking a chick somebody
come, can a chick come to your crib,
put
kiss
them
you
on the
and
phone.
Go to sleep?
Put them
hold on
the phone.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello, what's good, man?
What's happening?
Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online. You live on the air, over 1,000 listeners. You know, we dealing with this topic. Can a chick come to your house and kiss you at night and then just go to bed? Is it okay? Is it cool with you?
Hell no, I got to get them gizzards. I don't know what you talking about. That ain't going down like that. You got to get them gizzards. What?
Yo, this is Jay Sean or this somebody else? Who this?
This
is
somebody else, but bro.
Oh,
I'm keeping it
like
100. Nah, I got to get them gizzards. We going to sleep after.
How long you been incarcerated? How long you been incarcerated,
man,
brother?
Listen, you gonna laugh at this, but I'm backed up like the 4th of July.
Hey, you got to call
on the New Jersey Turnpike. What happened?
You got to call. You got to call the show. I'll hook you up.
All right, hold
I get
on.
You. All right, peace.
Yo.
Yo, who that, Dad?
This, huh?
I said, who that, you from Patterson?
Nah, my boy from Rutherford.
Rutherford?
Yeah.
Rutherford?
Yeah, he from Rutherford.
Like East Rutherford?
Yeah, like across the street from
that's
Giant
a
City in Rutherford.
That's a white dude? That's a white dude?
Nah, he black.
Well, you know Rutherford,
100%
man, that's
Negro.
Giant Stadium. That's Giant Stadium. But anyway, I'm just bugging tonight, man. How you feel, man?
Hey, man, listen, man. Probably next week I'll be throwing you some. Matter of fact, did you get any music from any of my artists?
Nah, I didn't get no music, y'all. I didn't get nothing.
Yo, I'm going to have
yo, what's going on?
So,
yo. Is it,
what up?
What's up? What's the deal with the COVID thing inside? Is better?
It got a lot better though. It really got a lot better. It's a couple of cases
you never,
here
you
and
never,
there.
You never caught the COVID?
Nah, thank God. You know what I mean? There's
that's good.
Most of the people down that's here are vaccinated.
Oh, everybody vaccinated. How about you?
No, a lot of them. I'm not. I ain't getting that shit.
Why not?
I seen the Tuskegee experiment. They won't be experimenting on me. I know black history.
And
I done seen some people get
that
shot
in
the ear. I seen like two people get the shot and die.
Everybody I tell that to, they don't know what I'm talking about. You fucked me up with that. You got me.
What, the Tuskegee experiment?
Experiment. Yeah, I was doing
man, they don't know about that? Check out history, man.
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, yo, hold on. We're going to let's do something. This is the first time. Let's do something on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean show. Let's do something. Yo, 2981. Hello? Hello, going once. Oh, they hung up.
What happened?
They hung up because I was going to ask one of my listeners, what's the Tuskegee experiment? I was going to show
the Tuskegee experiment. They don't know what it is?
He hung up.
Oh, he put him on the spot. So he said, I'm out of here.
I don't know who it was. I just clicked on the number. They hung up. Anyway, the Tuskegee experiment was when they gave 400 black people from Alabama, correct me if I'm wrong, to, they gave them a shot. They told them they was just checking their blood, but they was injecting penicillin into them.
It was supposed to be the penicillin. It was supposed to be like the flu shot.
Yeah.
Right.
They was experimenting on black people when they shot 400 men up in Alabama, and then the men gave it to their wives, and then the wives gave it to their children.
Children,
so
yes, sir.
That was a time in life when white people used black people for guinea pigs. So I'm not racist or nothing like that, but they could keep that COVID shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they
could
keep
the
Moderna, the Johnson
&
Johnson, the Pfizer. They could keep all of
Pfizer.
Because if God,
so
listen, belief is
I'm not,
the strongest medicine
so
I got is the Bible. The strongest medicine I got is Jesus. So as long as I could depend on Jesus, I'll be okay.
Right.
And I've been I've been on a unit without a mask and gloves during the time people was back there with COVID. God has kept and preserved me, man. When he ready for me to go, I'm going to go, regardless of what is it by.
You been in there and you wasn't wearing a mask?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. The key to it, man, is your faith. Like, I drink a lot of hot tea. Right? I drink a lot of hot tea. And, like, my faith, I'm strong with that. Like, hot tea and faith just kept me preserved, man. I don't care what
nobody else
say.
Look. Last time you was on the show, told us you had a court date on Tuesday. Did you get good news?
Bro, listen, let me tell you something. And I'm going to share this.
I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, you know, you can.
No, I'm going to talk about it because I'm happy. Because when I talked to my lawyer, I talked to my aunt. Like, they was like, listen, I don't know. Before I even told them I had a court date, she was like, listen, we going to think about when the girl went to court and, you know, Jesus testified, like, she went that far. And she was like, yo, when I told her, she was like, when you go to court, just let the words of Jesus come through you and let Jesus speak through the people. Bro, when I tell you that they said X, Y, they said, okay, this is what we want to see. The prosecutor, the AG, they was trying to rip my head off. And then, like, their doctors that they had to testify was trying to take me out, but at the same time was helping me out. They was talking negative but positive in the same breath. And when they was talking about the negative stuff, when the positive stuff came up, the AG was trying to shut them down. The judge said, let the witness finish their statement before you start cutting them off.
Damn.
Make a long story short, we usually go to court once a year, right?
Yeah.
So, and it usually take at least a month for them to get a decision from the judge.
Right.
I called my lawyer the very next day, brother. My lawyer said, hey, I already got the decision back from the judge. I said, huh? Yeah. They got to November 10th to present some papers to move you up in fees and to start your conditional discharge.
Oh,
and
wow.
And get your furlough process together.
That's a blessing,
and
man.
I'll go back to court
years.
November 17th.
Yo, we're gonna be praying for you.
4 days before
you know
my
mean?
18th year of being incarcerated, bro. And furloughs, usually he say they got to be a year on that phase before you get furloughs.
Yeah.
He don't even want to hear that. He want to start them things immediately. The only thing
hey,
he
yo,
asking
we,
me to do... it's not put my hands on people.
Hey, yo, well, keep your hands in your damn pockets then. 18 years in prison is a long time, man. And I can't say nothing good or nothing bad. All I can say is that it'll be a sunny day when you get out. That's all I can say, you know.
Okay.
And then I'll be looking for the day when I get to see you outside, you know, because I might have been in contact with some shit. I don't know if half of that them 17 years or more. I don't know.
You have been.
Because we were talking been. On the phone. That was in that was a long time ago.
Yeah, listen, when the Patterson Pimp first came out.
2008. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
That's 13 years, man.
I've been talking to you on the phone 13 out of 18 or 17 years you've been in prison. That's a blessing. Something.
But
you can't,
that was just over
change.
The phone. But we was in
over
contact through writing before that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, man, y'all all be safe, be blessed, man. The next time, when is it? Next Friday?
Next Friday, bro. Yeah, call in, man. And
I had some.
And
everybody
at the show. We keep our head up for you.
I appreciate it. Now, what you want? Music wise, what you do? Gospel, R&B, hip hop. What you do?
I love all music, man.
All right. I'm gonna try to bring at least two of my artists with me when I come next week. Same
okay.
number, right? That I just called?
Same number.
All right. I got you, bro. Hey, where Dre okay. at?
He on the line. He on the line.
Dre, what up, my G?
Wait a minute. Let me see where Dre at. Hold up. There you go. No.
Hey, Dre. Stop eating, man. Put the burger down, Dre. Hey, matter of fact, hey Dre, those three songs you got, send them to Jay for me.
All right, that's me.
I want to say Jay, man.
I'm proud of you, bro. You know what I mean? You know, it's been a great show so far. I've been tuned in the whole time, man. Right.
Facts, appreciate
you. Who you talking
you,
to, me or Deshaun?
Oh, you, Jay. Deshaun.
Are you talking to me or Deshaun?
Oh, Deshaun. I was saying Deshaun.
You talking to me?
Oh.
No, Deshaun, the host of the
you
show.
You talking
man.
To me. I was going to bring him on. I had to bring him on. I just didn't bring him on yet. Hey, Jay.
Yo.
We see you next Friday.
Facts. But send them songs over to him, man.
All right, my G. Hey, the only thing I'm missing is them hand claps, Ray, that you know how to do. When the guests come
hey,
out.
Put me back on mute.
Oh, my bad. Hold up. I got to find your number. Oh, okay. Hey, Dre, he told me to put him back on mute. That's what I'm supposed to do. Man, look, we've been having a good time on this show tonight. This was my first night back. I didn't really know how it was going to go, you know what I mean? Because I'm always used to having my right-hand man right there to my right. So I really didn't know how this show was going to go. But thanks to patience, thanks to the liquor, the weed, the listeners, thanks to all that. I'm trying to find. Somebody just told me they were listening. Hold on 1 second. Oh, he might have. Ouch. Damn. This fucking cat just bit me. My bad. he ran in here, bit my toe, and ran. I get him later, audience. Yes, I will. We gonna we got somebody in line. Don't nobody go nowhere. Hold on 1 second. I don't know if they clicked on the link or if they called in or what they did, but we trying to find out. Cause I'm feeling anxious before I start talking more and rambling off. Oh, my man, he on the link. Okay, I was going to bring him in, but he listening on the link, so I can't bring him in. My man, we got to get together, man. We got that show, Eric B. and Rakim, that free concert in Newark, New Jersey Tech. And I think it's in July, maybe in this month, but I'm not sure. But anyway, man, we still got time left in the show, but let's talk a little bit about what we had going on. We was talking about why are women cheating so much in 2021. Dre, and I shouldn't be doing this, and I don't have to do this, and you don't have to respond unless you want to, but I'm calling on you. Clear your throat and answer this question. Why are women cheating so much in 2021?
As I said, everything that it is has been said already. It depends on the situation. You know what I mean? If she's not happy at home, she's gonna find something outside and make her happy.
Ever since what?
If she's not happy at home, she's all fine until they make her happy.
Oh, okay.
A woman only gonna tell you she's not happy if she's not in time.
If a woman not happy, then they're gonna stand. They're gonna cheat.
Yeah.
I believe that. I buy that. Hold on 1 second. 0953. Hello? Going once. 0953 going twice. 0953. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? How you doing? Hello, how you doing?
Hey.
How you doing? We was trying to figure out on the topic of why women cheating so much in 2021. What would you say? Is true or false?
It's true.
It's true. Do you know why? Why women cheating so much? Do you know why they cheating so much?
I guess insecurity.
Insecurity?
Yeah, I don't know why nowadays, but.
That sounds good. Insecurity. You can't beat that. I'm gonna try to put it. You still on the phone, 62?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was off the phone. I want to get since I'm only asking you this because I know you said you were 62, and that's a lot of wisdom. So I got to go to the elders or the older people. We talked a lot about women cheating in 2021. In a whole nutshell, when you think about dating, marriage, I'm talking about long-term marriages, short-term marriages, and all that. Is it in the end, do you think that do you really think that it's ever any real love amongst two people?
Real love?
Yeah, real love.
Well, you got to be a loving being. You know, you got to be a person that love yourself and also is willing to share the love that you have with another human being. So love is real, but you got to be willing to put it out there. Like, you can't be afraid that it's going to get broken or you're going to get hurt with it. You have to go out there and you have to experience it, and then you see how it comes back. Because to me, even if you love someone and then you get hurt, at least it's better to have been loved than not, and then you just move on with life. Everybody deserves to feel loved, but I think people get so caught up that they don't want to get hurt that they don't put their feelings into a relationship. So they just do them and then keep it moving. But like I said, I look forward to one day when I meet somebody that I can really, share my love or share my life with or whatever. But, you know, if it comes, it comes. If it don't, I just keep loving myself. But to me, love is real.
I hear that.
But, you know, to me it's real, but, you know, it's
what I learned a long time ago,
and I don't like to get God-like with people, but what I've learned is that if you don't give it to nobody besides who you know is going to take care of it, you don't have to worry about it getting hurt. So I give mine to the one that wakes me up every morning. So if I find somebody that will take it and nurture it like him, then I'm good.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Dre, you on the line?
But I got to go at 7 a.m., so, you know, I
all
promise
right.
you I was going to call,
calling.
But
thanks
you keep going and tell the people that was laughing that it's good to laugh. That's what keeps us, that's what keeps life going.
All right, thanks for calling in. All right. Dre.
Yeah.
Dre, you on the line?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'm checking something. One second, listeners, my bad. One second. I would have played a song, but it's no need to, because this ain't going to take long. We've been having a hell of a time tonight, and I want to thank everybody who took their time to call in and give their point of view. And, and everything else. Where I was at with I was at with so I was getting ready to say something. Wait one second. Let's see something. Cause we got like 15 minutes left for the show, and I'm trying not to forget anything. Hold on one second. Oh, 9728, okay.
what you don't
do. Oh, okay, my bad. 9728. 9728. What's
what
good?
Up, I ain't making no noise. Good, man. Jay, what's going on?
You called right on time. I'm just
what's
chilling,
topic,
man. That's all.
What's the topic?
I'm
listening.
The topic is why are women cheating so much? And so much into, yo, check it out. Why women cheating so much? You know what I'm saying? I know married ladies that's cheating. I know ladies that's living with people that's cheating. I mean, I asked a couple of females, but I'm asking brothers, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, yo,
yeah.
why women cheating so much in 2021? Is it the norm, or is that what we got to expect for the whole 2000s? What you think?
Hey, Jay, it's a short, yeah, we new into 2021, right? You know that, right? We knew.
Huh?
It's a short year. We knew into 2021, right? It's a short year, right?
Yeah.
But, yo, it's like this, Jay. The tables turned. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Tables turned when you find majority of our age of niggas ready to settle down. But the tables turned. We did it, Jay. We did it. Now the tables turned. Now they doing it. Now we the ones catching feelings. We the ones catching feelings, Jay. We did that shit. I mean, you know, we live. We on the radio, Jay. You know me and you. I could talk to you. I could talk to you raw and uncut, right? I'm saying, we did that shit. You know what I'm saying? We did.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Jay. You don't get me wrong. Growing up, yo.
Yeah.
Growing up, for real, Jay, growing up, you would never tell on your mother, but you would tell on your father, right?
Yeah.
This shit ain't new. It ain't new, Jay.
Yeah.
It's just more like it ain't no secret no more. The woman turns the tables. It ain't no secret no more. How many times you been told on your father and not told on your mother? Real talk.
Yeah. And it's real. And see, like you know it and you understand it. You know it and you understand
right.
it. I know it and I understand it. But for the people, for the brothers young and old, middle aged that don't understand it,
yeah.
Yo, that's the ones that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Because they not understanding it. They not understanding. Like I used to tell, certain things I don't like talking about, but I'll talk about certain things.
Yeah.
I used to tell them strippers and them hoes and them dancers, you know what I used to tell them?
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell them, they used to talk like, oh, I'm getting ready to get this money from this guy. I'm getting ready to get this money. I used to be like, and they used to be talking like reckless. I used to be like, yo, Johns or Tricks or whatever you want to call them, yo, they not stupid people. You know what I'm saying? Because anything you do a lot, you get good at. Shooting basketball, baseball.
Yeah.
So if you tricking a lot, you get good at that.
Of course.
I used to tell them, damn, I can't remember what I used to call the tricks that was intelligent. Like, so they didn't really know what I mean. So, you know what I mean? Like, anything you do a lot, you get good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And never underestimate. You can't never underestimate people, like never.
Nah,
and like you said, the shit has turned tables now.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you something, Kay. It's scary.
Yeah, because you know why, Jay? Because the shit flipped now. You know what I'm saying? Now you looking for what they wanted in the beginning. Now you sitting back. Now you want it in the end, but it's hard to find.
Let me tell you why it's scary. It's females out here broken niggas, breaking niggas' hearts. It's females out here that got niggas going crazy. It's females out here that's really, 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 not only, like you said, flipped the game far as sexually. They done flipped the whole game far as mentally. I told you, you wasn't on in the beginning of the show. This female,
right.
I know she used to be a dancer. She back in Patterson. She, I don't know if she listening, but I'm not going to say her name. But I asked
right.
her, was she married? Because I haven't seen her in years. And she was living in North
mm-hmm.
Carolina. Then she moved to PA, and she was in Patterson this weekend. And she said, I asked her, was she married? She said, no, I'm not married, but I got two boyfriends. And, you know, I said, huh? She said,
yeah,
no, I got two boyfriends. But look how I'm saying this, though. But, yeah, I got two boyfriends. Like, yo, like it's nothing. Like, I got two boyfriends, and one is married, and the one of the guys know about the other one, but the other one don't know about him. Yo, the way she said that, it was scary, okay? It was scary.
Jay, this is, you know what makes it scary now? Because, it's because you know it now, because you was one or the other at one point in time. You understand what I'm saying? You were one or the other at one point in time to where you didn't care. Jay, like I told you before, yo, I didn't want no woman that didn't have a nigga, yo. You got a nigga. You ain't got no nigga. I don't want you because you got too much time on your hand, because I'm going home to mine at the end of the night. I give you a few hours out of the day, but I'm going home to mine. I'm not fucking my home up. That's just how the rules are today. Now, the woman's doing it, Jay. Come on, Jay.
Yeah,
you already know. It's like that now. You know what I'm saying? And I read some shit today, Jay. It was saying like this. This is what it said, yo. It said, you know what? Go ahead and get you a husband and a wife and become the girlfriend and accept it. Worry about rest and shit like that today, yo.
And accept it.
Yeah, for the girlfriend accept it, or for the nigga is vice versa. Get you a wife and a husband and you become whatever, or the husband and the wife and you become the girlfriend, or you become the boyfriend. I read that shit today, yo. That shit was crazy. It's like accepted. That's just like the norm today.
I talk about real shit, and I'm saying that's why I said that. Like, the shit is norm. It's norm for a woman to be cheating on you, and the shit is getting crazy. I mean, really, it's getting crazy because it's some people in this world is looking for real shit. Not me.
It is.
You know what I mean? If real shit fall on me, that's different, but I'm not looking for it.
Right.
But it's some people that's really looking for real, and there's some people that's in relationships, and one of them is real, and one of them ain't shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like I told, like in the beginning of the show, I said that I know people get tired of me talking about cheating, but shit, motherfuckers didn't get tired of Maury talking about, is you the father? Because that's going to go on forever. Is you the bitches having babies and not knowing who the fathers is? That's going to go on forever. That's why I could talk about cheating forever. Because this shit going to go on forever. You know what I'm saying?
It's like this. You know the saying, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife?
Yeah.
I've
been trying to find out if that's real my whole life.
Jay, I feel like this. That's some real shit, yo. You could turn her into a housewife because you got to look at it like this, Jay. At what point you going to get tired and you looking for a wife? It might be that hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That she's sick and tired. She's sick and tired of the same thing that you might be sick and tired of doing. So as you could turn her into your wife, yo.
Yeah, you right.
You get what I'm saying?
You right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? At what point is you tired that you ready to stop doing what you doing, and she tired to stop doing what you doing, what she doing?
So you believe you could turn a hoe into a housewife?
Jay, you don't know what the fuck she was before you married her. You feel what I'm saying? Before you married, you don't know what the fuck she was before you married her. She might have been that old the whole time. You don't know.
People tied
to the book.
Yeah. No, I'm just laughing. I'm laughing because that's an old folk story. Like that's some old shit. That's a rhyme. That ain't nothing but a fucking rhyme. That's all it is. That's all that is. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. It ain't nothing but a rhyme. It ain't nothing but an old fable story. It ain't nothing because if you really think about it, it don't make sense. But why I said don't make sense is because you can't turn the hoe into a housewife. Okay, yeah, okay, whatever. What is the hoe? You know what I mean? Like, we all know a prostitute is somebody who get paid for it. A whore is somebody who do it for free. Like, we all know that.
Yeah, right.
But like, what you saying, we don't know what she was before that.
Before, right.
You know what I mean? You don't know what she was.
You don't know. Right.
And
you
then
don't know.
I'll
so
be
what?
On flip shit. Like, a housewife could turn into a hoe. So why can't a hoe turn into a housewife? You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Like, I flip shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think about I'm a Virgo. We overanalyze shit. You know, people always talk about turning a hoe into a housewife. How about a housewife turning into a hoe? That's real.
Yeah, that's true. And that too. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, prostitutes get paid, a hoe don't, but that's nowadays.
Yeah.
Nowadays, but they you know, like I said, you know, it's like when you were, when a man were, and they settled down, they stopped, they cool with it. A woman got the same shit, man. You got that woman, you got this woman to do this, you got that woman to do that. Woman's got the same fucking thing. That man to do this, that man to do that. They got it today. They got it. It's just flipped. No, I'm not gonna say it flipped. I'm just gonna say. That shit was before us, my niggas. It's just more open now.
Forever.
Gay pride. Like gay pride. They out the closet now, right? Everybody come out the closet now. It's just more open now to women's. Women's is like, that's out of respect. This is out of respect, my niggas. I'm going to let you know. My dude over, like she said, she got two boyfriends. That's out of respect. I'm letting you know off the gate.
Yep.
They let you know off the gate, just like back then, like I say, back then, Jay, you know me, I ain't want to deal with you, man, no nigga. Because I was going home. I'm letting you know straight up. I'm going home at the end of the night. So what's the difference now? We're talking about what, 10, 15, we're talking about 10 years ago. You know how we rolled, Jay. You know how we used to roll.
Yeah.
And that was my whole story back then. I only got 3 hours a day. Maybe once or twice a week for you, because I'm going home. Now,
hey,
the woman's got the same story. That's some real shit, yo, because I lived it. We lived it. That's just how that shit went.
It's just, it's at a point where, it's at a point where.
You want to say something?
You good. I don't even, it's at a point where. The shit is real. The shit is real. The shit, it ain't no play. The shit is real. And nothing nobody say, nothing I say, nothing you say, nothing nobody do could change it. And it's kind of discouraging. You know what I mean?
Like I said, it's more open now, Jay. It's more open now. I mean, women's is more honest now than men's are. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm sitting right here with mine, right? She listens to us talk. She bubbling like a motherfucker. Yo, I said, you want to say something? You can say something.
Hey, yo, tell the whole that the next time because we about to get cut off. I got like 30 seconds left. Hey, yo, Kay, man, I love you, man. Thanks for calling.
You know it,
man.
Always, brother.
I'm
work on it.
I get y'all on next time. Next Friday,
You know it.
So I got 10 seconds. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. You know what I'm saying? And see you next week, same time, same station. Keeping it real with Jay Sean. No infections, no yeast. Peace.
Peace.
is we done.